Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Well, I just loved talking to Jessica today. It was so much fun. Lovely to catch up with her. Jessica runs Support to Enhance, which is her Instagram page where she, formerly a teacher, she is now helping parents with children starting school, all those skills that they're going to need to master and to help parents really understand things like phonics and maths, particularly because these days, children are taught in a very different way to the way we learnt when we were at school. So she really demystifies all those different things and makes it really fun and accessible for busy parents, which is brilliant. But the beauty of this call is that Jessica actually is one of our business mums. She completed the Mum to Moneymaker course. She signed up in December. She launched her business within 2 or 3 weeks. She also has a baby and a toddler. She's caring for them. She was on maternity leave. She decided to do the course, launched her business, and now has products and services available, building a community. She's about to host a webinar. I mean, she's on fire. It's brilliant. And I just love hearing her story of how she decided to change things, but also the impact. Listen out for when she says and talks about her finding herself again and it really lifting her confidence, which is just brilliant to hear. I know she's going to be amazing. She's going to go on and the business she's building is going to have such an impact on so many families. But I love this chat and I hope you do too. And just a little reminder, we have something special coming next week. It is to help anyone who is thinking about, I'm in an R-ing, maybe just curious what it's like to start a business online, on social media, sharing what you know and how you can get paid for it, basically. I am sharing the way that I built my business, Play Hooray with the play prompts, how I built it from scratch. Now, I did it over 8 years. However, I made lots of mistakes along the way because I'm self-taught. So instead, I'm going to save you money, I'm going to save you time, and I'm going to save you from making the same mistakes I did, and I'm going to teach you exactly what I did to build my business, not going viral, not a one-hit wonder, building a solid business that's going to be there and going to provide you with an income. I have been doing it for 8 years, it's now my full-time job, and I absolutely love it, and I'm teaching lots of mums, including Jessica, how to do it. And it's just a joy to watch them do it for themselves. So if you're interested, please see the show notes and get signed up. I've got something free coming very soon. Get your name on the list. I think you'll really enjoy it. I've got lots to teach you. All right. Enjoy the chat today. And oh my goodness, I just went live just as someone called me. So it sent it all funny. So we're starting again. Let's start afresh. That's not how the sign of how things are going to go this morning, because today I am really excited to be talking to Jessica. Jessica runs Support to Enhance, who she's an early years primary school teacher, and she is sharing her expertise online to support other mums, to support other families with children starting school in September. So it's going to be a really busy time for her, as they all soon be, we're in the summer term already now, aren't we? Which is just ridiculous. So morning, Jessica, I can see you're there. Hopefully you've got a button to join me. Hopefully something's come up for you to request to join. But Jessica is actually one of our business mums. So she's gone through the course and I can't wait for her to share her story, because she only joined us in December and she's just doing amazingly already. So Jessica, I saw you join. You should hopefully have a little button. I wonder if I can click on you. I can't seem to invite you to join. Here we go. I think we might have you. With lives, isn't it? Until the guest arrives. It's always that panic. But I hope everyone is good and has a cup of tea as we wait for Jessica to join us. And we're just going to hear from her.
Hello. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. It's so nice to see you. Are the girls? Where are the girls? What's going on?
Oh my I feel a bit bamboozled. It's just been one of their mornings, chaotic mornings. They're with the grandparents. I had to drive back because they're in Loughborough. Okay. So I've just drove back to Nottingham a bit later than planned. I've had lots of meltdowns and three-nager. Yeah.
I know. I saw a quote not so long ago that said, a three-year-old is like the terrible twos with experience. And I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, it is.
Gosh, but I never even really had... Yes, we had the terrible, terrible twos, but not... This is... Wow.
You got another level.
It's... Well, no words.
No words. I know. I'm in the same group as you.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a three-year-old. And my goodness, they're strong-willed, aren't they?
Wow.
Jessica, thank you for joining me today, especially if you've had a crazy morning, my love. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's always crazy at the minute. I'm so glad Easter holidays. And I'm just watching your stories of what you were saying. I was like, I felt really bad this morning. And then I thought, no, I don't feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. It's absolutely, it is human for us to believe when the children go back to school. It's been a long 2 weeks. And I know you're Nottingham as well. So we had Easter at the beginning, and I think that makes it really hard. The fun and the chocolate all happened at the beginning, and then it's 2 weeks is a lot, isn't it? So, So Jess, would you mind introducing yourself? Tell us a little bit about you and your lovely business that you've just started.
Well, I'm Jess. I've just set up Support to Enhance, and that is basically to support parents at home with. So I cover 3 to 8 years old, but we focus on different things. So obviously we've got school starters coming up, and so there's lots of focus and support and resources and things that I offer to support you with preparing them for school. And then just lots of little bits and bobs that you can do at home to enhance your child's learning, but in quick, manageable ways. We're not talking about anything extensive. It's just quick and easy, fun little snippets you can do to sort of push them along.
And I love that. Thank you very much, Jess. Oh my goodness, I just adore watching your videos. You really are a breath of fresh air, and I think you've got energy and just so motivating. But also, I know you've been really helpful as well with all your phonics and your lovely ideas for just making learning really playful as well, haven't you? So I know you spend a lot of time making the most incredible content that is super helpful for parents. What's the response been like that for you?
Do you mean in terms of the sort of digital products or the sort of
content? Just
general.
Help me. I've seen parents that you're helping them, and you're
So I think it's just really helpful for parents because obviously, as we know, schools are really busy, and I think they don't have the time, and they just can't communicate the way that they'd like to with things. And one thing I really noticed, as you know, being a primary school teacher, is lots of parents were in the dark a little bit about things, and they didn't know certain things, the sort of details of certain things and how they could support at home, of course, because as we know, schools are so stretched for time and resources and things. So it's just I think parents are really enjoying the fact that I'm sort of demystifying the curriculum and demystifying things. Actually you could meet an objective just by doing this one thing, and that's going to give that, obviously we talk about objectives and having to meet them at the end of the year. It's not as scary as it sounds.
Yeah.
And it's not a case of they're going to get there or they're not. All children can get, we can make progress really easily at home as parents. It doesn't have to be sort of left just to school, if that makes sense. And you can sort of dip in as much and as little as you like. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to consume it all and do it all. We're all really busy. But if you know those little things that you can do, it helps parents a lot. So it's been really positive feedback.
Oh, I bet it has, because you really break it down. And I think particularly with something like phonics, when we were at school, we weren't taught by phonics. And so unless the school provides workshops or additional support, it can be quite daunting for parents and almost like, well, I'll leave school to do that. But actually, once parents have, we're all busy, but once you're on hand, you're creating super simple activities that is going to support their learning and phonics, that it shows that parents can do little things at home as well to support them. And actually, it's not as scary. It's a whole new language, isn't it? It's a whole new way of teaching our children to read and write. We haven't learned, so no wonder that they're finding your resources really helpful. So well done.
Thank you.
I just wondered, you were a teacher before, Jess. Would you mind just sharing a little bit of your story of how you've come to this point, how you're now sharing online?
I've had two babies. And
lots of How old are your girls now?
So 10, coming up to 10 months, little girl Luna and Delilah 3. So busy.
Busy, very busy. And then just I'll start a business. But amazing. Amazing.
So obviously, you know, with having children, I think it does change sort of your perspectives and your, you know, priorities and things. So being a teacher, obviously for so long, it's all I've ever done. I spent lots of time in London, and you know, it's all consuming, and you can because you haven't got a family to take care of. And so it just sort of came about just having the girls really, and wanting to find something that worked around them, and also just sort of pivoting my passion, if you like, because yes, I've loved supporting children, love teaching children, still do. I'm actually going back for a little bit very soon, and I can't wait. I'm really excited to see them. But actually, I've always loved supporting parents, and I've never felt like I've been able to completely with the time that you have. I loved having the conversations on the gate, having the meetings and talking and helping. So, but you can't do that a lot. So, yeah, this is really good for me in lots of ways with the children, and yeah, it's something I'm very passionate about as well. So it's doesn't really feel like work, which is
Yeah.
great.
Sound like you're enjoying it. Are you enjoying it? I know it's hard work and dedication, but at the same time, you are enjoying yourself.
Absolutely loving it. I said this morning, I said, I've got a newsletter to write. I'm live at 10. I've got a live tomorrow night. I've got a webinar coming out. Everyone was like, all right. But nobody's telling me to do those things. It's the things that,
And I think I'm exactly the same. I've just talked about that in stories this morning. You know, you drop kids off, and okay, you think like, well, but you know, I'm dropping the kids off, and I'm excited, yes, to get to chat to you and all these exciting things that you're working on. And it's different when it's for you, isn't it? When it's not the Sunday night blues for school, it's different when it's your passion, your purpose. So it's obviously really motivating you. And like you said, can you? It must be funny. I don't know about yourself. I find it as well. Pinch me moments of saying, I'm doing this webinar, and I'm going. You find yourself thinking like, who am I? I've changed.
Especially because it's happened so quickly, I think, as well. I was always watching you and what you were doing, and it was very inspiring. And I always thought, wow, I'd love to do that and have, you know, the autonomy over what I'm doing and, you know, what I'm talking about and the work that I'm doing. It's just, yeah, when you're choosing what you're doing and what you're passionate about, it's just completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think also that realization that that's allowed as well for mums, that it does allow to have that alongside being mum, but finding that sort of spark, something that just excited outside of being a mum is allowed as well. You don't need to feel guilty about it, so.
And it's definitely given me more than I realized, because I think even looking back on like videos and stuff, I can see that I was a little bit lost. Like I was still, you know, in the height of like Luna was only a few months old when I'd started, and yeah, I just felt really deep in the trenches of motherhood. And yeah, now I look back and look now, and I can see the journey that I'm going on for me as well. So it is so important having a purpose and a passion, isn't it? And having something to drive you other than being a mom, I think.
Imagine you are still in the trenches. You've got 10
I am.
weeks. I do the same. You know, Rafi, my youngest, he's 18 months now, but you're still
Oh,
like, hang on a sec, that's actually still really small. So
you're
let's just
still in
give ourselves a little pat on the
the
back, because it's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
So it happened really quickly. I think, did you join the course in December? Is that right?
Yeah, so it's in Centre Parks.
Yeah, and then so how quickly, because yeah, it has happened really quickly because we've just started April or halfway through. So how quickly did you manage to do the course and then start like setting up your pages and setting and like getting your idea of what you were going to do and talk about?
I think it was in like a couple of weeks, a few weeks. I binge did the course every night, and just thinking about sort of what I wanted to do. And there was, but I think the best thing that I did was just get started, just do it.
Just do it.
Because yeah, I had lots of ideas, but actually it wasn't until I started posting and then talking that that sort of paved the way for what we're doing. Does that make
Yeah.
sense? I had lots of different ideas, but and obviously school starters and, you know, supporting parents was on there, but I wasn't quite sure at that time. But I just did it, just got started. Yeah. And I think that's the best thing you can do, isn't it? But so it was in a really quick succession. It was only a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I think. I think it was the end of, beginning of December, I joined the course. And then I think end of December, just after Christmas, beginning of January, I opened my account. So maybe a few weeks, yeah, maximum. Yeah.
Dealing with Christmas and young children and
yes and everything else.
Really incredible. And I do say to you a lot, like, that's amazing. Yeah. And that really so well for you. But I think I just, like you said, I think quite often we can overthink it, can't we? But I must admit, I'm one of these people who, once you get an idea, just go, you kind of just got to go for it and just take the leap. And I trying to reassure mums is quite often they think that they need to have their idea laid out, set in stone beforehand. But like you said, yours has sort of deviated slightly as you've got started.
Yes, and then obviously as you get more responses from people, then you sort of, you know, hone in on the, what your audience wants.
Yeah.
And that sort of helps you to sort of cement what you're doing. Because I think that overwhelmed me a little bit at the beginning, thinking about what I was doing, because I had so many ideas and I couldn't quite pinpoint what it was. And then I just thought, right, I'm just going to do this one. I think it was the video on the counting. And then, yeah, it just sort of went on from there. And there's still lots of different avenues that I want to take. I think it's just about being flexible, isn't it? And knowing you can pivot all the time.
Yeah, that's it. And I would say that you can still take, you know, you're only a few months in. You've still got so much room to do those. But, and this is something I always talk about on the course as well, is that, you know, you can have your ideas, but once you start connecting with your audience like you do, Jessica, you're so good at showing up, showing your face, being online, showing off your, you know, sharing your expertise. And I imagine you spend a lot of time in your inbox talking to families and helping them, that then you start to see what people are asking help for, and then you can sort of tweak and change things. Because at the end of the day, if your content's not helping people, or what you're doing is not helping people, you're not going to get anywhere. So it's great being able to sort of follow the lead of your audience, really, and be able to help them. So now you've got, would you like to share the services or the products that you've got available? I know you've got a webinar coming up, which is exciting.
Yes. So I'm just in fine-tuning the webinar that will be available this week. So I'm going to be releasing tickets for that, and that will be via Zoom. And I'll be recording that, so it'll be sent to people if they're unable to make that. And I think that's going to be on the 30th of April. And it's going to be packed full with everything. So I'm not leaving anything out. It's going to be packed full of all the bits and bobs that you need with phonics, and then also some activities to try as well at home at the end. And then also I've got my playbooks, and we've got a really lovely community group that goes alongside that, with parents posting games and asking for tips and advice. So I was just speaking to one parent this morning who has bought the playbook and is part of the community group, and, you know, asking for a bit of advice on doubles and how we could tackle that. So you get constant support from myself with the playbook. So there's lots of resources there with maths.
And you do your playbook pages, is that right? You have different
Currently preschool reception and year one, and working on year two and year three.
I took year two. After that, they're too big for me.
Yeah. Yes, I love year two though. That's
they got a bit too big for me.
Big. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So how do you find it, Jessica? I mean, you seem to take it all in your stride, turning up, showing up on camera. You speak very naturally. You're so passionate and share. How do you find coming and speaking in your phone, broadcasting to?
I quite like it. How do you? As you can tell,
I think you're brilliant. Your first video—I remember you posting your first video, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, it's done it for years." You've been practicing in the mirror. That's what you've been doing.
I think I love it a bit too much. I'm like, I said to the other day in my stories, you know, the little line, just going like, "Oh, I'm going to stop now." Just look, need those stories to last a bit longer for me, so I don't have so many.
Yeah,
and there's just so much to talk about, isn't there? With, you know, it's such a it's such a huge topic for children and parents, and you know, it's there's so many different views and opinions and, you know, different things we can talk about. You know, sometimes I could come on and talk about, you know, it's not just education, talking about, you know, Delilah's behavior and challenging what's things that I'm sort of trialing and, you know, offering, you know, not support because I don't really know what I'm doing either with that, but yeah,
just, nobody yeah. does.
About and cover, and yes, it makes it a bit easier.
But you seem
to come on
natural on. You seem quite confident. Yeah. Are you a confident person? Are you happy to?
I wasn't. It's weird because I have always been confident, but I did go a little. You know, since having the girls, I have gone a little bit. I lost it a little bit, but I think this really. Yeah, I feel like I'm coming back to life a bit. It has really helped me in terms of getting out there and speaking to people and. Yeah, it has helped my confidence massively. I think, yeah, I am naturally a confident person, but like I say, because it's something that I'm passionate about, it's sort of brought me back to life a little bit. Like you say, you're just finding that spark, and yeah, I think that helps with your confidence.
Yeah, and I bet over time, you know, you're just growing with confidence every day, and the more and more you practice, because I imagine it can be quite off-putting for people who are wanting to do something like this and just thinking, I just can't show my face on camera. I just can't speak to the camera. Would you have any tips for any mums at home who want to do something like this but are just talking themselves out of it?
Yeah, so I do remember at the beginning, now thinking about it, at the beginning, I was in the corner of my, you know, where all my ring light is and everything, and I was doing the videos and I was sending them to family members. And if I look back at them now, they were really, you know, not you know, you could just tell I was very nervous. It was just, I just practiced a lot. I did do a lot of practices, but also I think just posting, just doing it and not watching it back, just post your first one, don't watch them back, and then when you start to get people, you know, acknowledging what you're saying, commenting back, I think that for me, when other people started to engage, I forgot about what I was doing and knew that it was reaching people in a, you know, a good way. So yeah, I tend not to think too much.
It almost gives you that motivation to keep going, doesn't it? Once you yes, it is nerve-wracking and it's out of your comfort zone talking on camera.
It is, yeah.
The benefits of you doing that, of helping other people, I imagine it motivates you to want to do more and more. And that, like you say, you know, that first video, I'm going to dig out my first video because I remember it took so many takes. And my husband at the time was just like, you know, for goodness sake, can we get over there? All I was making was a dare or something. It took so many takes, but it's just, you've got that first post, that first video, the first whatever you do is going to be rubbish or not your, but over time, you practice. And now I love when you come on and you say, I'm not got my makeup on, or I've got this spilt down my jumper, which we all do because we're all but Jessica, like, that's you relatable, and that
sometimes I'm like, oh, a bit too much, probably should put a little bit of something.
No,
we just have time.
No, but none of us do, and I think that's the beauty of it, is that you're yourself, you're authentic, you're not trying to be anyone else, you're being you, you're sharing your journey of motherhood whilst building a business and sharing your expertise, and I think that's why people are connect, your audience have really connected with you. So no, because it's not easy, but I think you're doing a remarkable job. So how do you find the time? So you've got a 10-month-old, a 3-year-old, and how are you finding the time to do it? How do you balance it all, Jessica?
So a little bit of childcare I have now, with family members help me on a Monday, so I have all day Monday. Luckily, I'm very fortunate to have that.
And I bet you look forward to that Monday, do you?
Love it. Yeah. They literally said this morning, just go. I was like, bye. And it was chaos. But I was like, oh, the drive, you know, everything, just having a cup of tea, being able to get around the house, it is lovely. I do really look forward to my Mondays and I can get a lot done. I usually go to a coffee shop, to be fair. But yeah, that helps. And then Delilah goes to preschool, so that starts again this week, which is going to be really helpful, so I can do during nap times. And then I work every evening, but I do enjoy it, so it's not, you know, the beauty of it is, if you want to have an evening, look, I'm gonna have a little break and I'm not gonna do anything, then you can. it's you know, you can choose your time, how you spend, you know, what you time, the time you spend on things. And I think as well, you have busier periods, don't you? When you've got things coming out and services coming out, for example, the webinar, that's taking a lot of time at the minute. But once that's done, then I know that I'll have a couple of nights I don't need to, because that will sort of run itself. So that's the beauty of it. When I'm working, I don't feel like I'm doing, at the minute, like the girls are going to bed and I'm on the laptop till you know, whatever time, sometimes late one, sometimes it depends. But I know that it's only for a short period and that product will be made and I can have, that makes sense. So
it's almost that flexibility, isn't it? Like you say, it's making it work around your girls when you've got childcare or nap times or evenings. It's easy, you know, we all want those nights where we just have a mindless scroll or we put Netflix on and we just zone out. That's fine, we're all allowed that. Also, it is different to be like, oh, I'll just do this little bit. And that's what I find, it's like I'll just do 10 minutes and then get excited and you get carried away and do another thing.
Yes,
but it's just a choice and that flexibility to do it, like you say, just to suit family life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. And when it's your choice and it's something that it's yours, I think you're much, it doesn't really feel like, oh, I'm working, you know, all these hours. It's just, it's for you, it's your baby, isn't it, really, your business?
It's different, it's more a passion, isn't it? I've heard it like, when it's work that you don't want to do, it's stress. When it's work that you do want to do, it's passion. So it is, it's a motivator, isn't it? Completely. When it's your baby. But it is like having another child, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did it surprise the amount of just brains, just the amount you think about it? Or yeah.
And like when you're making meals and things like, oh, idea, quickly write it down. It's like that, isn't it? And it's all the time. And then you feel, oh, should be thinking about, you know, you feel bad, but it's like, it's just, and that's sort of why I created this group as well alongside the playbooks, because I'm always thinking about new ideas. And you know, when the parents post and say, oh, I've tried this, it really gives you a boost. And then you're thinking, you know, you're with the children, of course, but then you're thinking, oh, right, I want to add this in. So yeah, it's just, it's very good because it's creative as well, isn't it? You're being creative, but yeah, it's managing that with the children. But yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And also the fact, it sounds lovely that you're building a community as well, because this is something I talk about, you know, there's so much pressure on people going viral and, you know, just the big numbers. But actually, I launched Play Hooray with less than 500 followers. You're doing remarkable and you're building this fantastic community that has so much more value. If you want to start build a business that's going to stand the test of time, it's not about a one-off post that hits millions and then goes quite again. You want to build that community, don't you, where your audience have connected, they trust you, Jessica, you're inspiring them and you're helping them as well, and also you're getting excited and wanting to tell them. You like you say, you think of meal times, you're coming up with all these different ideas, and I'm the same.
Or nappy chain.
Yeah, and it's when you've got nowhere to write it down. My worst thing is having those ideas in like the middle of the night, and I think I'll remember that in the morning, and then the next day I wake up and I think, well, what was that genius idea?
Yes, I know what you mean.
That gone. And I think the days when I've, like today, I've got space to think, children in childcare, I'll sit down and I can go blank. But when you're running around, making dinners, like you said, that's when ping, 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 you have it all the different ideas. And I think you get inspiration from just your everyday life. Do you find?
Yes. There's so many times I'm like, what am I doing? You know, on a Monday, I'm like, but then the kids come back and be like, it just all comes. It's
so totally the same. It's funny, isn't it? Amazing. So I'm really conscious of time, Jessica, that I've already taken up so much of your valuable day of work. How you're managing to look after yourself. So you've got your two wonderful girls, still so young, you're growing this incredible business and nurturing your community. How are you looking after you? Are you looking after you? I just want to check.
Yes, I am. I mean, I think last night I went to the gym, but I didn't go to the gym. I just went to the sauna, and that's the sauna and the steam. And that, I forgot how much I loved that. It sounds really silly, but that's what I used to do all the time. Yeah. So I think, and my mum-in-law, because we stay there over the weekend, she said to me, why don't you, when you come, just, you know, when the girls are asleep, go. And I said, I've never thought to do that. And actually, it was very relaxing. So it is about, I think she was trying, she's trying to help me as well, like thinking of things that I can do like that, that's for me.
Yeah.
And I'm in a lot better headspace today.
Yeah.
Really ready to tackle today because I've had that time. So yeah, I am working on that. I am working on finding little things that I can do. Don't take too much time, but yeah, give me a bit of a boost.
Good for you.
That did.
Yes. You know, I'm checking because it's taken me a long time to learn that. So I used to have, when the boys would be in childcare, you know, childcare is so expensive. So they're being in the morning and I always felt like I had to work from as soon as I dropped them off to as soon as,
same.
You know, fill up that time. I've got to justify why they're in childcare. Actually, the dog walk or the movement or sitting in the sun or catching up with a friend.
Yeah.
That's actually a better use of my time because then when I do get back to sit on the laptop or do come to work, I'm so much more focused. I can think straight. I'm motivated. I'm excited because I've looked after myself.
Yes.
And I think that's important when you're a mom, particularly of such young children, whilst you're doing something. So good.
And it's easy just to forget about yourself, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Oh, yeah. And you put it at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
Well,
definitely.
Thank you so much for joining us. Could you just remind us before you go about, you've got your lovely webinar coming up. What should people do if they're interested, if they've got school starters and wanting to learn about phonics?
Yeah, so it's a really great one if you've got school starters, because it's, you know, phonics is how we teach children how to read and write. So if you've got, you know, a good handle on that and you sort of, you know, you've got a good understanding of it, you can really support your children with their reading and writing at home. So we've got a webinar coming out this week. If you want to drop me a message and just let me know you're interested, you can leave me your email address and I'll be able to let you know when those tickets are available because I'll go out to my email list first. And then we've got the playbooks and the playbook community available if you'd like some support with maths and just laying those early foundations, particularly for school starters as well. So we've got school starters, reception and year one. So really, really great ages to start with maths to build that positive relationship because we all know about maths anxiety. I certainly had it when I was young. And yeah, just really creating that positive relationship from the start.
Lovely.
Great.
Thank you, and of course make sure you follow for all your amazing videos. Jessica, honestly, I am in awe of you. It's been an absolute pleasure to watch you and I'm cheering you on every step of the way because the fact you were able to sign up in December and already you're up and running, you've got services, you've got webinars, you've got communities, you're doing so well. So whilst raising two young girls, so hats off because you're an amazing role model to them.
Thank you.
It's just a pleasure to watch you and I wish you all the best and just cheer you on every step of the way. So
thank you
for being one of our business mums.
Thank you so much.
Well, enjoy your day, make the most of it.
I will.
And fire.
Love it, Connie. Nothing.
Beautiful.
Have a cup of tea now in peace.
Record this and we'll also be adding the audio to be an a bonus episode on the podcast as well. So
amazing.
That's out as well. All right, thank you, my love.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Everybody.
Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.